Hey folks, we're just in the process of finally being able to put the finishing touches on our review for Red Spring. And I just thought, while that's happening, I'd take a few minutes to sit down and give a quick look at the first new theatrically released film since the pandemic started, the Russell Crowe thriller Unhinged. There we go, got it at the second time. Now, this stars Russell Crowe as the man, which is an odd cast listing on IMDb because he does at one point give the name of Thomas Gibson, I believe, so his character does have a name of some sort. And Karen Pistoris as Rachel, who is a mother that is basically having an absolute shit day. She slept in, she's fired by one of her biggest hairstylist clients, and she's a driver with not a whole lot of common sense, who at one point ends up stuck behind Russell Crowe at a green light when his truck doesn't move. She honks at him. He decides that she's honked at him a little too long, and therefore has to destroy her life and kill anyone with any degree of association with her whatsoever. Now, what you need to know basically is this. Is this movie worth seeing? Yes. Is this movie worth seeing in theater? Oh, fuck no. Hell no. This is just idiotic and batshit insane, even by my standards. I think the biggest thing is, like, Russell Crowe, his idea of angry, and for a guy who's been reported in the past as having his own rage issues, this is kind of saying something, but he seems to think that in order to portray a man whose psyche is utterly destroyed, and to be quite frank, the film opens with his character killing his ex-wife, her family, and then burning down their house while he's on medication. Think about this. If this is what this man is like on medication, I don't want to see him off of it. He's so unhinged that he looks like I was saying, it's like Russell Crowe thinks that in order to portray rage on screen, he has to make himself look like a giant pufferfish for the entire movie. Literally, he's off. Most of the film, he's behind the wheel of his truck, and it's literally like just eyes squinted, cheeks puffed out, and just hunched over as much as he can, just glaring straight ahead at that damn camera. So he has his initial confrontation with Rachel, and then Rachel drops her son Kyle off at school, goes to get gas for their station wagon. And guess who ridiculously conveniently pulls up into the pump behind her car while she's inside paying? She realizes that Russell Crowe is tailing her, and a customer inside the convenience store is like, you know, I'll walk you out. I'll get his license plate number for you. And if he pulls out after you, you can call the cops. Like, sadly, this customer and the convenience store clerk are two of the only three people in the entire movie who have any degree of actual common sense. The third person being her son, because he's telling mom when they first have their encounter with Russell Crowe's character, like, mom, just apologize, just let it go. But of course she won't do it, because if she does let it go, there's no movie. And I admit I'm nitpicking here, but this is the one thing that drove me up the wall. This follows the standard formula of elite character descending into madness that we saw in things like The Joker or Falling Down. And Unhinged wants to be those movies so badly, but it doesn't have the talent to do it. And yes, I'm saying this about a movie starring Russell goddamn Crowe. Like, at the end of the day, even Crowe is... like, how do you miscast an actor with a history of rage issues as a character who has severe rage issues? I don't understand it, but Russell... like, Crowe just somehow does not fit this movie in any way. And Rachel, my big thing with her, she reminded me a lot of another film that's very much in a similar vein to this one, called Bad Samaritan, starring David Tennant and Robert Sheehan. Except Unhinged is basically Bad Samaritan if you don't have a film where the two leads are desperately trying to elevate a script that is weak in every other way. Ironically, it also has the same tech issue of where, one, we see Rachel clearly holding an iPhone, yet I don't think that they had licensing from Apple or something, because Rachel uses the phone in a manner that iPhones don't work. Like, at one point, you see her answer the phone by pressing the iPhone home button. Not how that works. None of the app screens that are ever on camera on her phone actually belong to any iPhone software that I've ever seen. And I have had iPhones since about 2008. But worst of all, this is one of those things that in the real world would never happen and only happen here because this is how the movie's plot is able to move forward. Over the course of the confrontation at the gas station, Russell Crowe steals Rachel's phone, because for a man who's clearly as big as Crowe is, he apparently can move like a ninja, but Rachel has no security on her phone whatsoever. No touch ID, no passcode. Her bank app has nothing on it. And they're not, like, there's a lot of things like this where as soon as you see it, you're going, I'm sorry, what? And the last thing is that I don't know if the title Unhinged refers to the story, Russell Crowe's performance, or how desperate this director was to throw as many cars at a camera as he could, especially toward the end of the film during a climactic car chase where Russell Crowe has stolen the minivan of one of Rachel's neighbors, and this minivan is plowing through cars, sending them flying everywhere like this thing is armored and straight out of Mad Max. And at one point, Rachel, during the final confrontation, slams into the minivan and sends it spinning and flying, and I'm pretty sure she's driving a Prius, so again, no. In all seriousness, even the Fast and the Furious movies would be questioning the physics of this film. So to wrap up, like I said, this is a 2 out of 5. This Russell Crowe is oddly miscast here. This movie needed Michael Shannon, and needed Michael Shannon badly.
I will find him. I will find him, Laura.
I will find him!
When Russell Crowe is your lower budget option, oof. So, like I said, 2 out of 5. Yes, go see it, but don't go see it in theater. It's just not worth it. But with that, stay tuned. We'll be back in a couple of days with one of our episodes that got stuck in editing limbo during the early portion of the pandemic, the Canadian indie horror film Red Spring. So until then,
don't forget to hit those like and subscribe buttons, share this video with your friends, and drop us a line anytime you like.